Good morning, squad. Happy Thursday, and welcome back to Mad Mizzy Sports Morning Show, the number one growing sports morning show out right now, episode 18. In today's episode, our rundown, we're going to have to touch on the Thursday night football matchup of the Steelers at the Browns. What's the key matchup? What's Mizzy World's prediction for that game? Then we got to touch on the update of Justin Herbert's injury, his broken cartilage, and what that means for the LA Chargers moving forward. Then we got to move into the NBA and Robert Sarver finally coming to the conclusion that selling the Phoenix Mercury and selling the Phoenix Suns is the best decision for Heat in the franchise. Got to touch on that. And finally, Ime Udoka facing a lengthy suspension for breaking the personal conduct policy of the Boston Celtics. So let's dive right into it. You dig what I'm saying? Thursday night football. Steelers at the Browns. And what do I see from this matchup? I see a dominating win from the Browns in this matchup. The Steelers have been very underwhelming to me to start off the season. You think about week one, they dominate defensively. They get a pick six from Minkah Fitzpatrick to start the game off. They get an interception from TJ Watt. They get, what, four turnovers from Joe Burrow. And they still only put up 23 points. They still only win by three. They come back the next week. They only score 14 against the New England Patriots. I am very interested to see how the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to handle this situation moving forward if this offense can't get better, if they can't produce more points, because you can't continue to go out there and think that you're going to win games averaging, what, I think 16 points a game right now. So there's no way you're going to win in the 2022 NFL scoring 16 points per game with the way that the rules are geared towards the offenses. It's just not happening. For me, the key matchup in today's game is going to be the Steelers offensive line versus the Browns defensive line. Can they open up some running lanes for Najee Harris? Can they protect Mitchell Trubisky? Because if they can't protect Mitch Trubisky and open up some running lanes for Najee Harris, guess what? The Browns are going to run the ball. I don't see Jacoby Brissett going out there and throwing any turnovers. Once they come down to stop that run, they're going to hit Amari Cooper, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and the tight end over the top. So it's going to be imperative for the Steelers to control the time and to be able to protect Mitch Trubisky once he drops back. That's the thing I'm looking for. Do I see more downfield shots from the Steelers with Mitch Trubisky calling for it this week? No, I do not. Simply because they just don't have that type of offense. They don't have that type of quarterback. You can't just go out there and throw the ball down the field. You ain't got Pat Mahomes and Tyreek Hill in 2019, 2020. You feel what I'm saying? Because even then, eventually it was like, oh no, we can't let them run down the field. So you think you about to go down the field with George Pickens and Mitch Trubisky? Just throwing it, huh? It's not going to happen. It's not that easy. You get what I'm saying? You got to build up to it. So they got to open up some running lanes for Najee Harrison. That's going to be a telltale sign to me of how this game is going to go and if the Steelers actually have a chance. But I'm going to go with the Browns in this game, 20-10. I wouldn't even be surprised if it was even more low scoring than that. Really wouldn't. Let's move forward into the Justin Herbert injury update with his broken rib cartilage. Now, this is an injury that a lot of experts are saying lingers. I've never had a broken rib. I think I might have had a cracked rib when I played football. But I know when I got that, it's hard to breathe. But I play receiver. And Justin Herbert is a quarterback. So even if he does have to run, I don't see Justin Herbert going like Lamar Jackson going 75 yards for a touchdown. He's going 5-10 yards, getting his yards and getting down. So to me, it's all about how he'll be able to handle the injury, how he'll be able to handle that pain once people hit him, because he is a tall dude. That's a big target area. That's why he's always getting hit in his ribs, because as soon as he's released, that 6-7 frame is just wide open. It's just wide open. And they don't want you hitting people in the knee. They don't want you hitting people in the head. So guess what? Your ribs going to get tore up. And there's no way he's going to be able to protect it. Besides, like, with a flak jacket and all that, but trying to protect it as far as his style of play, it's impossible because he's an accurate, big throwing quarterback. So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles this injury moving forward, if he's compromised in any way to where he might even drop from being the second best quarterback in that division to maybe being the third or fourth. They have no shot. They have no shot. The LA Chargers go as far as Justin Herbert takes them. Yes, they have a great defense. But in today's day and game, especially in that division with Derek Carr and Russell Wilson and Patrick Mahomes, you're going to have to put up some points, point blank period, because those quarterbacks are going to make plays no matter how good your defense is. That's just the way it is nowadays. But let's move into the NBA and the news of Robert Sarver finally deciding to sell his Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury in light of all the backlash that he's received from the news leaking of his racism, sexism, and just his all-around ignorance. So to me, this is a positive thing. This is a good thing that Robert Sarver, for one, did not force either the NBA or the WNBA to make him sell the team or to force him away from his team. So then it's like they putting him in a box to sell his team. He's hearing the backlash. He's hearing the negative comments. He's hearing the cries from his minority owner. He's hearing cries from his executives from both of these organizations, the Suns and the Mercury. So he's just hearing that it's time to move on. And I'm glad that he's taking this path. Now, for me personally, I would like to see a minority buyer. I would like to see one of these rappers, one of these entertainers come in and get in a bidding war to get more minority owners into this playing field, because nothing's going to change if you sell from one misogynist, sexist, racist owner to another misogynist, sexist, racist owner. It nothing changes. You get what I'm saying? Like, I didn't like the fact that Mr. McNair sold his franchise to his wife. So it's like it's still the same family. I would like one of the minorities that have a lot of money, either y'all come together, one person, somebody get in this bidding war. I want to hear something. I don't want to hear just a bunch of like oil owners and all this in the bidding wars. So there's going to be another owner that has no relation with any of these minorities, doesn't like the game of basketball. He's just looking at it like a business. I want somebody in there that's going to look at it like, all right, I like the NBA, I like the WNBA, and I want to see it successful. They're invested in it. It's not just a business to them. That's what I would like to see. That's just me personally. The more you bring in people that's like that, they're going to treat people with respect. They're going to treat more people with respect. With that being said, let's move on to the huge Ime Udoka news of him facing a possible lengthy suspension. Not a possible suspension, because he's going to get suspended. It's a possible lengthy suspension. They talking about the entire season. And what I have to say, the first thing I got to say to Ime Udoka on this situation is, did you look at her like you could see you cuffing her? Did you look at her like as a thing like, yo, she's intelligent, she's funny, she's smart, and she's beautiful, like I gotta take my shot? Or was it just on some thirsty, most of the time, black men in these positions type thing where you just, oh, I gotta try to hit everything? You get what I'm saying? Like, what was the situation? Because if it's a situation where you just wanted to hit it and you didn't think in your mind at all about making that your wife and that being your life partner moving forward, then you risk your reputation and your job for some ass. That's just stupid. That's just stupid, brother. You get what I'm saying? This man was in San Antonio. You was just in Brooklyn last year. New York not too far from Boston. Like, you ain't got chicks in those other cities. You ain't got somebody in Boston. You ain't got somebody outside the organization. There's a reason why there are personal conduct policies in place in major organizations like this. Nobody knows what went into that whole relationship. You get what I'm saying? Not to mention, if it goes negative, the backlash it could get. That, it's a major reason why people don't want a head coach or the owner of a team sleeping with the secretary. You get what I'm saying? That's levels. You can't level down and level jump like that. You get what I'm saying? Because there's too much to gain or to lose on each party. No, like the people that are in between y'all are looking at it like, what's he gaining from it and what's she gaining from it? You get what I'm saying? So that negative backlash, I understand it, because at the end of the day, you could talk to and sleep with anybody. Why are you breaking the personal conduct policy that the Boston Celtics have in place for a reason to sleep with this woman? Unless, like I said, you looked at it like on some like Jim off of The Office. Like, it's like, all right, I'm risking my job, but I see that being my partner for the rest of my life. I see that being my wife. Or is it just a thing where you just trying to smash and you willing to do anything to do it? You willing to give all the attention to do it? Because for one, if y'all was just smashing, it should have been under wraps. It should have never leaked. This should have never came out. Should have never came out. So somebody slipped up somewhere and you got to take the brunt of that, because you're the one that's at the top of the food chain. I'm guaranteeing that neither one of y'all are going to be working in the same facility anymore. I don't know if they're going to change her departments, if they're going to fire her, what the case is going to be. You get what I'm saying? But there's a policy in place to where your head coach can't sleep with the trainers, the employees, the vendors, all that for a reason, because you don't want anybody getting any personal preferential treatment because they sleeping with the head coach. And you did this your first year in Boston, bro, where I know they laid that down. That's probably the first thing they said, bro, please just don't sleep with none of the employees. You know what I'm saying? Come in here, win. But all we saying is don't create a culture of sexuality in here. You get what I'm saying? Where's the line drawn in the sand with this? Next thing you know, it's going to be, yeah, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown was sleeping with employees. Next thing is, oh, well, they was having orgies during the finals. Where's the line getting drawn in the sand? You get what I'm saying? This ain't Cinemax After Dark, bro. Go date somebody outside your organization. And I understand it's hard when you're a NBA head coach. You totally invested into this organization. You see him all the time. It's the person that you always with. Be professional, though. You're a professional head coach, bro. You're not no head coach on no high school football team, on no high school basketball team. You're a professional head coach for the Boston Celtics, man. If you don't go out there and date one of them designer women, one of those mogul women, you out here sleeping with the video girl. Come on, man. Come on, brother. I don't even know what more to say on that situation other than it was just a stupid decision by Ime Udoka. And a lot of men going to come out here because they thirsty as hell to defend him. Like, bro, when you have all that to lose, just getting some skins ain't worth risking losing all that. It's just not, at least in my opinion. Y'all could be that thirsty to say I risk everything in my life just to get skins from one chick. Bro, I don't care if it's Lorraine. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's Bernice Burgos. You feel what I'm saying? If it's risking my business, if it's risking my livelihood, bye. Because I can find somebody just as good looking and I don't have to risk all that. That's just a simple case of it. That's the simple fact of it. But let me know what y'all think. Let me know what y'all predictions are for the Thursday night football game. What's the key matchup? Mizzy World Entertainment, Mad Mizzy Sports Morning Show. Like, comment, share, subscribe, listen, alert. Gang.